Blog Talk Radio.
The one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
We can do so much more. We can save this world. With the right leadership.
I don't return this time. If only I won't be too late.
Go take a run and jump.
My patience ends. I'm here to meet your fate.
Perceived time. Divided.
He's right.
Welcome to the What Are You Reading comic book show.
Yes, welcome. This is the What Are You Reading comic book show. We are back live. This is a pay-per-view weekend, so we have to get right into all the good stuff. Because at 7 p.m., the pre-show for WWE, Tables, Ladders, and Chairs will begin. So we got 2 hours to get out the news and reviews that we want to talk about here on the What Are You Reading comic book show. I am your host, The Surfer. I enjoy bringing you this entertainment that we call a show every week. And we are winding down the year. We are almost near Christmas, people. This is the next to the last show of the season. And I will tell you about our last show at the end of this show, what we're going to be doing. Because I haven't even told my co-host, Jordan Cobb, who's on the line now. Jordan. Oh, snap. Jordan. Don't tell
Hello.
Me. Oh, okay.
My mic was unmuted a second later. And that's great when I don't know what the hell we're doing before we're going to do it.
You don't have to know. You just have
yes,
to know.
I do. I like being prepared.
Well, don't worry. Have I ever left you hanging?
Yeah, a couple times.
Have I ever left you hanging where you hated it?
Yeah, you didn't come pick me up at the police station that one time.
Look, man, if you go out getting drunk and wrecking shit, that's you. That's on you. I've told you.
Yeah, but you're the closest person, so... I mean...
I'm trying to make sure that I'm coming across, because I've lost my audio settings. I don't know why.
You're sounding fine to me.
Okay, I just want to make sure...
Oh, you're good.
Okay. What about in the chat? The chat room...
Yeah, chat at that time.
Anybody in the chat room? Doesn't seem like it.
Well, I'm clicking on the users online. Right now, it's me, Phil, and 2 anonymous users.
I don't see Phil. How do you do that?
Okay, you see on the chat room where it says 4 users online?
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I click on that, and
it shows you who is currently chatting in the chat room and who is currently just viewing the chat room. So it says right now, I'm currently chatting, my bad, and Phil and 2 other anonymous users are in the chat room.
Okay. Now that I know, it makes sense.
Surprised you never caught on to that.
So quickly, tell me about your week, because
It's been fine. Just busy writing, Christmas stuff, getting my Star Wars tickets.
So when you see Star Wars, Friday?
No, I'm saying it the day we're doing the Christmas special at 1 p.m.
Okay. So that'll give you some time to get a seat and get home.
No. It's going to be like, hey, Star Wars, and then, you know, maybe a quick bite to eat, and then, you know, straight on home to do the Christmas special, which will be live on Saturday, December 19th at 8 p.m. Eastern here on Rant Entertainment Media Radio.
So, what day are you getting in line?
I'm not going to be able to do that. Because
there are people in line for Star
Yeah,
Wars.
Already. God damn. People are already lining up. It's like, guys, we're going to get it.
Okay, let me say this. All right. Back when Phantom Menace came out, right? I quite didn't understand it then, why people were lining up to see the movie.
Do you understand it now?
No. Let me finish. Because, a lot of you don't know. You don't know how it was before multiplexes. You don't know having to wait in line 3 and 4 hours to buy a ticket, and probably another 3 and 4 hours to get in and see the movie. You don't know those days, okay?
Yeah, and also, it's Star Wars. I imagine plenty of theaters around the country.
No, I'm not even talking about Star Wars. I'm talking about this was normal fare for a lot of big movies, okay?
No, I know that. I've seen that.
You know, because movies only played in one theater in your area, okay? And so, you wasn't guaranteed to get in. There wasn't no pre-ordering. There wasn't no internet. And so people, you did what you had to do. It was the hit movie. It was E.T., Star Wars, Batman. You did what you had to do. Okay, so when Phantom Menace came out, right? I saw then people were waiting in line at the Chinese theater out in California and stuff. And I'm thinking, this is stupid. But, you know, people are just trying to be nostalgic because they had to do it for the original Star Wars movies. You know, I waited in line like 5 hours for the Return of the Jedi. You know, it was fun. I hung up with friends. I had friends that camped out overnight. Overnight. That was it. That was considered like...
What'd you do for the bathroom?
Waited till they let you in the theater.
What, you tell me you didn't go off behind a bush?
No. But even then, like the friends I had that waited overnight, you know, they got chased away by the cops a couple of times, and you know, because they was determined to be first. Okay, so yeah, and I got there like 8 o'clock in the morning, and waited until like 1 for the movie. And okay, but I'm thinking, all right, so some people want to be nostalgic. But now we're in 2015, people. People had their tickets since, when was it? October, when those tickets went on sale?
I believe somewhere about middle to late November.
Okay, well, fine, still.
Or it could have been October. What the hell do I know? You know, I'll look it up.
Now, I would probably go to the theater... You know, a couple of hours early this Thursday, you know?
Yeah.
But still, I don't have to go early at all. I have a reserved seat. I can get there 15 minutes before the movie starts. My seat will still be available. I don't have to wait in line. Why are people camped out for a week or more to see a movie they should already have the ticket for? What am I missing here? Sorry, ranting. But anyway, tell these people how they can call us.
Yes, I'm going to go through this pretty quickly, people, because we got a lot of shit to get to. You can call us on your telephones, which we would really appreciate since, you know, it's actually a bit to call, hold on to this number. We'd like it if you called it. Not guilting you or anything. I'm just making a friendly suggestion and slightly guilting you. But, you can call us at 215-253-4516. I'm going to say that again. 215-253-4516. You can join us on Skype by calling and or just adding the contact SilverSurfer_forever. That was one TV remote. SilverSurfer_forever. All lowercase to help your search. Or you can join us in the chat room at www.silversurfer.com. the Listen Live chat room at www.rantemradio.com/chat-listen-live. It is also at www.rantemradio.com/chat-listen-live. You can listen to us live on the air or throughout the rest of the week. We will be running on repeat throughout the rest of the week with the other fine programming here on Rant Entertainment Media Radio. Well, if you can't listen that late, we understand it's busy, especially the holidays. You know, family flying in, or you flying, you know, to your family or whatever. Listen to it at any time on your convenience at Stitcher, Internet Radio, Geek Life Radio, Podbean, Blog Talk, and, of course, the almighty iTunes. Open up iTunes today and search for Rant Entertainment Media Radio in the podcasting section and subscribe. And while you're subscribing, rate us 5 stars and leave a review of this show, any show, whatever, to leave a nice little review. That'd help us out greatly.
Okay. Let's get some TV talk out the way. Let's start with your favorite show, Gotham, this week. Man, that was the best Gotham of all time. You saw it? Did you see it, Jordan?
Gotham was last week.
No, Gotham was on this week, too. You don't tell me you didn't watch Gotham this week.
Oh, I just forgot about it.
You know,
Jordan, no, I forgot the episode aired because it was kind of that unmemorable.
You know, Jordan, I'm really getting sick of you not wanting to do your job properly, okay?
I saw the damn episode. I'm telling you, I just forgot it was on.
You know, it was really iconic.
Hey,
No.
It was not on this week. It's last episode on the air.
You did not see it.
Yes, I did.
Listen, when Bruce Wayne came out of his room in his pajamas,
oh,
and there was a cape attached to it. That was iconic.
Oh.
It foreshadowed his whole life.
I'm not playing.
And he woke up in the middle of the night. And then the bat flew across the room. Oh, man. I'm inspired by this show. I really am. And you didn't see it.
No, I didn't. Because there was no actual new episode this week.
Okay, what did come on this week?
Well, if your memory is holding up, the mid-season finales of Flash, Arrow, iZombie, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
All right, so what do you want to start with?
I'll get iZombie out of the way. I actually quite liked it. It was actually pretty fun to see Liv do...
Maybe that's who I saw wearing the costume. But go ahead.
Yeah, doing... well, this week she ate the brain of an actual superhero. Well, you know...
superhero, but somebody... Somebody
like Phoenix Jones.
Somebody like Phoenix Jones thinks they can
run
out and actually fight crime in a costume and do good in the world and get their ass whipped.
and it was honestly kind of fun seeing that. And, of course, the overarching stuff with Liv and Major, which I thought was very nicely done, and the possible zombie cure and all that. But, man... And a lot of good stuff with Blaine. Just a lot of really good stuff with Blaine, who I feel like is becoming a standout on the show.
Blaine's ass, he is.
Blaine's interesting, man. Blaine's cool.
And, they found out that the cure they thought that was going to cure the zombie disease doesn't last long. So, poor Robbie.
Nope, it definitely needs to go back into the testing phase.
And this is the second time that Mr. Ball showed up. Is he a major character in the comic book?
I didn't read much of the iZombie comic, remember?
Oh, okay, just asking.
I just couldn't get into it. Although, maybe now that I really like the show, maybe I'll, like I said, I'll try and go back to read it. See how I feel.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. got to the conclusion. They answered some questions, ended some storylines. We found out, you know. Now, Jordan, I want to hear the words. Surfer, you are right. You are always right. How could I have ever thought you were wrong?
What do you want to hear about it this time?
what did I tell you about Will? What did I say about Will? Now, Will, for people that don't know, Will is the guy that was on this alien planet that was stuck with
Surfer was right. You are the best. I suck. Is that good?
I tried to tell you, I told Rick, that this alien creature that everybody's afraid of was going to end up being Will, this the stuck astronaut.
Oh, no. Okay. Will was still Will up until the end of that episode when the entity took over Will. Will was never the entity until the end of that episode with Gemma.
I don't believe
No, really? You're really?
Listen. Simmons never saw the entity, but knew something was after him. The only thing she did see was Will.
You saw the episode. It was very much established the entity when Gemma was going back. The entity grabbed a hold of Will. It took over him.
Yeah, okay.
Will was never the entity in the.
Because the entity knew Fitz when Fitz got there. So,
well, yeah, because I imagine since Will's brain is still in there, he grabbed a hold of his memories.
Let's see. So anyway, so Hydra got the ass kicked again. Lash has escaped and killed more Inhumans. So there's no doubt that Lash is not a good guy on the show, and it turned out that the doctor he's not a good guy as a human. Like the Lash personality is taking over more and more because he didn't have to kill all those Inhumans trapped in those containers. Once he got let out, he's just being a dick. Okay, Coulson got his revenge on
Ward.
On Ward. Ward is dead. Yay.
No.
Ward needs to die. But
no,
Ward's body has made it back to Earth in the form of an alien.
Yeah, because he is now inhibited by the Inhuman entity.
Now, the question is, how much of Ward will be in this new configuration of him? Or how much will just be the alien?
Well, as we saw with Will being inhibited by the entity, it's like, well, he managed to actually hold on to the memories that Will had. Just the play with Fitz's emotions and make them all believe, yes, I'm this man and I can show you around. Because in all, it's like, these flashbacks are my ticket out of here. Again, so the moment Will was taken over by the entity at the end of 4,722 hours, the entity, I believe, inhabited,
David says he's not getting no sound.
I believe.
Hold on, let me check.
The moment Will.
Okay, well, it's playing for me.
Yeah, it's playing for me too.
I gotta talk to the station manager about his player because he don't want to listen to nobody that it doesn't always work properly. But go ahead, I'm sorry.
Yeah, as I was saying again, so the entity took over Will at the end of that episode, and as we saw, he was biding his time and held on to some of his memories. So even Kate, because again, he had the fold, and I was like, I gotta use these guys to get the hell out of here. So. He does that, and so I imagine the entity there will be some of Ward left in there, but not much since the Inhuman entity.
I don't know.
Is
when you see
pretty much using Ward's body as basically a shell.
You see Ward at the end, and it looks like the lights are off. I mean, it looked like nobody was home. He was like, it looked like his body was there, but it didn't look like anybody was home that met it. Now, of course, Ward was crazy in his own right, so maybe that's making the alien crazy. I don't know. We won't know.
Okay, but then how did the Inhuman perfectly... Then how was the Inhuman entity able to perfectly, mimic Will as a person?
Well, he takes over the body.
And clearly the memories. Right. He takes on the memories of the body as well.
I'm saying, like, when you see Ward at the end, though, he did look like he wasn't cognizant of what was going on, other than the fact that he knew he was on a different planet. What Malik is Malik, right?
Malik.
Yeah. I think if the show went on a few minutes more, he would just snap Malik's neck and move on, because
that's how he rolls.
But yeah, Malik could use him now. And how the hell does Malik get to roll around with Freedom? Everybody knows that this is a Hydra guy, okay? It's not like his whole excuse me.
Go ahead.
You got to do something about your allergies, man. You know, you clean your throat every
time. I'm like thousands of miles away from you.
His whole thing was he had power in the government. So if he's exposed now, how does this power help him in any way, shape, or form? It's not like he can go back to being part of the shadowy board that was controlling S.H.I.E.L.D.
I don't know, secret government? I don't know. Maybe, clearly he still clearly he still carries around a huge amount of influence. So, I also don't know what the hell to say to that, but I do think it was a great episode, and yes, I'll just say, you're right, congratulations. Except, technically, because again, that will being the entity didn't happen until the end of that previous episode.
You think Coulson went too far in killing Ward?
Nah, Coulson was obviously feeling overwhelmed with emotion, and seeing him right there, he made his own sort of big.
George. Stanley, mute yourself so you can listen to the show.
Oh, that's a better idea. I'm probably your only listener. I don't think it can.
Don't say that. We have other listeners.
But, well, anyone else out there that can't actually listen live, write something in the chat window.
I brought you in so you can listen, but you can just mute yourself so you can listen.
Okay, I'll mute myself. Cool, thanks.
All right.
Stanley Cubitt, everybody. He'll be bothering us later in the show.
Could I come on the show next week and talk about Star Wars?
You can come on anytime you want.
Okay. I don't want any hissy fits, though.
Fuck you.
Yeah. Lay down the rules here, Jordan. No hissy fits.
You don't lay down shit. Get your own show. Then you can lay down the rules.
So, anyway.
As I was trying to say, he just made his own sort of snap judgment. I thought it was actually a pretty effective moment. In that, especially how he just did, like, just using his prosthetic hand, is like, okay, that was actually kind of cool.
Yeah, the killer hand, people. I could have probably done without all the loving and the hugging at the end of the episode. I mean, like,
really?
Yeah.
That's a complaint.
I'm not complaining. I said I could have done without it.
I liked it. It was a sign of relief. It was a moment for the team just to relax and embrace each other. And know, like, we just did it. Hooray. Yes.
Now, this could be the actual start of us actually seeing the Secret Warriors. Because, you know, the whole season's supposed to be about the Secret Warriors. But we have not seen a team of superpowered Inhumans working for S.H.I.E.L.D. yet, other than you got Daisy, okay?
We got Lincoln.
Well, Lincoln just got there. I mean, he was on a run through most of the season.
And we have Joey Gutierrez,
who, you know, was found in week one and then just was gone until recently. And now, okay, all of a sudden he's part of the team, can control his powers. And I get it. It takes a while for him to learn these powers. But they have not found anyone else. All the other Inhumans they've come across is dead. It's like, I thought, you know, they was going to put together a specific team. Right now, they got, like, three people with powers. And maybe May, because she's just a badass.
Yeah.
So.
I liked the episode.
Mm-hmm.
It was really good. It was actually a very nice way to end this first half of the season, which will not return until March 8th.
Because we're going to get Agent Carter, which I'm really looking forward to. I hope that the storyline for this season is really compelling, and it's not just, all right, now that all the guys know that she's a badass and she's capable of being an agent, I hope it ain't just week after week she's just beating up on somebody and there's no through story.
No, I agree. The story should be much.
Now, Dolly, was it Dolly? Who's the Black Widow last season?
Nah, I believe that was Dolly, although I'm going to go buy the
tape. I know she's supposed to be back, so.
Yeah, no, she is. She still lives among the main cast. Yeah, Dolly.
Mm-hmm. So, Flash.
Yeah.
We got the mid-season finale. We got our Christmas episode, where for the first time on this show, we've gotten some of the Flash's rogue villains deciding, "Hey, let's team up and kill the Flash, because until we get rid of him, we're going to just keep having problems, and we're not going to do what we want to do here in Central City."
So yeah.
You got the Weather Wizard. You got
Captain Cold.
Trickster. Now, Captain Cold, of course, but he kind of old Barry. And right now, he's not the mindset of, yeah, this team up would work. So he bowed out.
Actually, a nice scene with Barry explaining, like, which basically was like, all right, I'll have to do my own show. Peace.
So Flash was put in a situation where he couldn't stop them because of some bombs spread up throughout the city, and they was going to go off unless he allowed Weather Wizard to kill him. So the rest of the gang had to help him.
Yeah, in a moment I actually really liked, because it actually looked like my funniest moment of the night, which is Earth 2, Harrison Wells just doing, like, your presence. Give them to me now. I was like, God damn it, that's the funniest fucking thing ever.
Patty Spivak, we learned a little bit more about her. She's not as stable as you would believe.
Yeah, because Martin killed her father, and she's seeing this chance to be like, I'm going to kill him. She's going to straight up kill him. Fuck him.
Yeah, she doesn't like... See, I think she does. I think she has a problem with metahumans. It hasn't fully developed yet, even though she doesn't have a problem with the Flash, but she might once you find out that Barry's the Flash. Who knows?
Let's just hint of that to be a central part of the upcoming episode when it returns on January 19th.
Zoom forces Harrison Wells to help him defeat the Flash, even though the gang just finally starting to see this version of Harrison Wells to not be an enemy and to kind of trust him. Now that they are ready to trust him, he's going to dick them over.
Yeah, because Zoom wants him to help Barry get faster, so because the faster Barry
help
is...
Still his powers, though.
Yeah, I was about to get to that, because, again, the faster Barry will be, the more powerful and faster Zoom will become once he steals Barry's speed. And, of course, that's how we now know why. It's like, why does he have his daughter? Oh, there we go. It's Leverett. And, of course, elsewhere, Joe has a revelation in that when his ex-wife left, she was pregnant with a son. And that son's name is Wally.
For the remainder of this broadcast, please visit us over at rantemradio.com or search for Rant Entertainment Media on iTunes.